for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
Today, I am happy to be with you. I've got a really nice program set up. In fact, my program today is called, Will Your Hospital Heal You or Kill You? I have a special guest, but before I get my guest on, I do have some announcements that I would like to make. Of course, I would like to first encourage you to join me on Facebook. I am on Facebook as much as I can be when I'm not traveling and speaking. And my Facebook page, of course, is Mary Toko, T-O-C-C-O. And when you join me, you're going to get all kinds of different posts related to natural health care, a lot on vaccines. And, of course, I post where my lectures are going to be around the country. And then I encourage you to share it with those around you on Facebook as well. That's how we reach other people. So you are helping me reach other people. And that's a good thing. I want to let you know I will be speaking in Sarasota, Florida next week. I start at on Thursday, March 14th. I will be at the Earth Origins Health Food Store located on Boniva Road in Sarasota, Florida. We are going to have a DVD promotional and autograph event there kicking off my lecture, which will be on Friday, March 15th. In the evening, I will be speaking between 6 and 9 o'clock at the Waldemere Fire Station Conference Room. I understand they have a beautiful event place there, so I will be there if you live in Bradenton, Sarasota, Venice area, or even hours away. I encourage you to come out because I'm going to be talking about vaccine risks, rights, and responsibilities. This is a brand new vaccine talk that will be covering a ton of information that parents and you need to know about vaccines and natural immunity and the difference, you know. A lot of people aren't vaccinating, and there's a good reason why. And we're going to cover all of the science behind that. And again, that talk starts at 6 o'clock in Sarasota. And if you would like information, you can go to my website, childhoodshots.com, and look under my speaking agenda, or you can call Patty. She is the one sponsoring the event. She has a company called Ocean Grown, and her number is 504-875-1362. Again, that number is 504-875-1362. And then I will be speaking in Howe, Indiana on Friday, March 22nd. 6 o'clock in the evening at a church called Messiah Fellowship. Pastor Ron is going to be hosting that event, and he is opening up to the public as well. And for information, you can go on my website, childhoodshots.com, or you can call Ron, and that's for the Howe, Indiana area. So southern Michigan, all of Indiana, come on out, bring your friends. We're going to have a great time. His number to register is 260-562-3236. Again, 260-562-3236. And we are going to get into the program today. Again, it is called, Will Your Hospital Heal You or Kill You? And my guest firsthand has had the experience when she lost her husband to misdiagnosis and a lot of other things that, we need to be aware. We need to know that, first of all, hospitals do play a place in saving lives. We know that. Thank God for emergency rooms. Thank God for critical care and reconstructive surgery. But if you go in there and you don't know what's wrong, you really need to know how to equip yourself. We'll be back in just a moment after the station break.
Hi. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And you are joining Mary Toko, and my program is Healing Our World, and I have a wonderful guest sitting and waiting to be a part of this discussion. You know, just before we were talking about the name of my program today is Will Your Hospital Heal You or Kill You? And we know that diagnosis in America is pretty bad. I mean, pretty bad. When you look at the amount of misdiagnosis that goes on, it's actually shocking. In fact, in 1999, there was a report put out by the Institute of Medicine, and it said, "To error is human." And they revealed that 44,000 to 98,000 Americans die annually as a result of medical errors. However, most of the discussions of medical errors have centered on the care received in a hospital setting. Significant medical errors can also occur in other patient care settings such as physician's office, outpatient surgical centers, imaging centers, nursing homes, and, of course, retail pharmacies. So imagine if we added all of those statistics in with the 98,000 Americans who die in hospitals, how bad it would be. The cost of this and medical errors is between $17 and $29 billion annually. That's what they say the cost to U.S. healthcare system. And they say it represents over 50% of additional expenses. Now, let me ask you this. How can we even put a price on those who are left behind who lose a loved one, which is what happened to Regine DuBono, my guest today? When she took her dearly beloved husband to the hospital, she thought that she was taking him to a place for healing. Instead, what she witnessed was a litany of diagnostic tests, computerized, indifferent indifference, computerized indifference, and a tired, depressed hospital staff. These people are overworked. And guys, just think about how worse it's going to get if we have a national healthcare program where they're getting paid less and working more hours. Regina went on to say the corporate model of running a hospital is very efficient if you are talking about policy-heavy procedures and cutting-edge diagnostic technology, but they are very ineffective in healing and always dehumanizing, end quote. She ultimately lost her husband. She writes about her experience in two different books. One of them is called Fever, F-U-O, A Diary. And by the way, the F-U-O stands for Fever of Unknown Origin, because her husband presented with a fever when he went into the hospital. And the second book is called Belated Love Letters to My Husband, a documentary of the actual care by his bedside that took place of her husband. So she kept a log, and then she went on to write about it. So, like we say, it's sad to say, they either heal you or they kill you. And Regine, I would love to thank you, first of all, for joining my program, and know that my heart goes out to you. It sounds like, you know, you really have had a tremendous loss when you lost your husband.
Correct, yes. Mary, thank you so much for being on your radio program. It's one of the most important things is to raise public awareness of what's happening so that they can choose where they're going to seek their medical care for their loved one. And perhaps the force of the market will force the bad hospitals to shut down and try to correct the system in some ways. The book, Belated Love Letters, is really a litany about how my husband's death affected me and how it coped and the adjustment that I had to make to my life after he passed away. And the fever, F-U-O, as you described so well, is a documentary of exactly what happens and the mistakes I made, the medical errors, and the misdiagnosis. And I have lists in both books about recommendations of what a patient should do before he goes or she goes to the hospital, as well as recommendations to improve the system. And the two books are available at RegineDuBonneau.com, Amazon.com. You can read excerpts there, also at Lulu.com. And questions may be addressed by email to R. Evan Robert DuBonneau, D-U-B-O-N-O, at Yahoo.com. Or we accept calls at bestsellersbook.com. The phone number is 1-855-366-3414.
Well, Regine, I want to, first of all, mention that I encourage people to go to her website, RegineDuBonneau.com, and that's RegineDuBonneau.com. And look at those books. And if you find yourself right now dealing with a loved one who is sick and in and out of the hospital or in and out of the doctor's offices and not really getting resolve, I encourage you to email and even call her if you're in a state of desperation and you need someone to talk to, because here's a woman who will be able to relate to what you're going through and perhaps give you insight and some ideas. Boy, there's a lot to be said for hindsight, isn't there?
I'd be happy to help. Medical errors are a major healthcare hazard in the U.S. today. They used to be the 10th. Now they climbed up to the 6th. So all the recommendations made by the IOM after the report to AS Human.
Yes.
You know, the IOM, the Institute of Medicine of the American Academy of Science, have not helped. Just reporting the mistakes has not helped. And anyway, 1 out of 7 report them, but that's not the answer. And I have a lot of recommendations. Of course, I don't know for sure which one will work. We'll have to put them into effect. And you can find all these recommendations in the two books. The first thing, like I said, I have to praise you for raising public awareness about our health problems. That's the first step. The second step is a market, not to sponsor the places that are not providing good quality care.
And I agree. Republic Broadcasting is definitely not your traditional radio system. They actually support people who are making a difference, who are into natural products that aren't going to kill you and hurt you. So that is why I can, with good conscience, be a part of Republic Broadcasting Network. I know John and Sandra personally. They're wonderful people, and they are just as adamant about the misuse of medicines and drugs as I am. And that's why I am so proud to be a part of this radio network. But thank you. You know, my goal is to expose problems and bring solutions to the table. And I do that by interviewing people like yourself or doctors or nurses or, you know, lay people or authors. And I find that so many people have wonderful ideas and can bring solutions to the table. But we all have to do our part. And part of it is raising awareness in our own lives, in our own homes. And see, to me, I believe that if everyone stopped running to the doctor every time they had something wrong with them and instead started running to their health food store or started changing their diet or changing their lifestyle, learning how to eat differently, avoiding toxins in their life, they wouldn't need doctors. And to me, that is the key, is that when they realize we don't want what they have, then changes will take place. Yes. But let's get started. What made your husband sick to begin with?
What made him sick?
Yes.
Oh, I really don't know. What I came across after he died is some of the medical papers that showed that he had malaria when he was in the army. And I believe that when I took him to the hospital, he still was suffering from malaria. He had a very high case of pernicious anemia, and the doctor didn't know how to handle it. She kept giving him a blood transfusion and platelet transfusion, and nothing seems to help. What happens in malaria, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but the parasite enter the liver, and then they go into the bloodstream. And when they do that, they cause the red blood cells to burst, causing anemia. And he had the classical symptoms of malaria, but nobody picked it up. So this book is on the one hand, medical mistakes, but it's also misdiagnosis. And,
Regine, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you have a wonderful, beautiful accent, and I know that you are from France.
Yes.
And you were due to study literature. You actually received a scholarship to study literature in Paris, but instead you moved to the United States when your father moved here, and you received your Bachelor of Science degree in chemistry.
Correct.
From Fairleigh Dickinson University.
Yes. Yes.
And so you have a chemical background, and so I'm sure that you were monitoring everything that they were doing and were familiar with some of the drugs and medications. But even though you had this background, you were still at a huge disadvantage because they could not figure out what was wrong with him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they gave him lisinopril when he had low blood pressure. They gave him Flomax, which caused him to have a syncope. And I picked that up, but they kept giving it to him. I had to check every time they gave him medication, and hopefully I will catch them before they gave the medication. And also, they did so many testing, invasive testing and CAT scans. Each CAT scan has 400 times radiation of a normal X-rays, and they gave him probably a dozen of those, and everyone in the team didn't seem to be aware of what test had already been made, so they kept repeating the same test.
Boy, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Regine DuBono.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Regine DuBono, and we are talking about quality of care in hospitals. I encourage you to go to her website, reginedubono.com. That is reginedubono.com, where you can see both of her books. One of them is Beloved Love Letters to Her Husband, and also Fever, a diary about what happened to her as she sat by her husband in the hospital and slowly watched him die. You know, quality of care is so important. Errors in diagnosis have serious impacts on patients and the quality of care that they receive. And patients who receive a false positive diagnosis may endure unnecessary treatment or even surgery before discovering that they do not have the disease that was diagnosed. And when a patient receives a false negative diagnosis, the undetected illness can cause the patient's condition to deteriorate to the point where more extensive intervention becomes necessary. And then, of course, the risk of poor outcomes, which is in the case of Regine's husband. Right. So, Regine, how long was your husband in the hospital from the beginning to the end?
Almost 2 months. You know, what worries me most is that the Hippocrates pledge that the doctors made, do no harm, is going out of the window, because they justify it by the need, the zeal to diagnose. And this zeal to diagnose is taking the place of treatment. So there is a game is going on there, a power game. And they lose a lot of time with this game instead of going after what the patient needs. They think of themselves as scientists discovering what the illness is like. Who cares what the illness is like? All we care about is that the patient gets better. Allow the patient time and rest to get better. But what they did is they took blood and all kinds of tests incessantly and put things on his head and on his heart and radiation this and that and surgery here and there instead of allowing him to let his body heal itself, because that's what medicine does, really. The body heals itself. Medications only facilitate the healing.
Well, that's right? That's the intended goal. There are times in life where we do need assistance with medication. Like if you're in a lot of pain, well, if you're in pain, you won't heal as well than if you're out of pain. So sometimes pain medication is necessary. And we do know that there is a place out there for medicine. But all healing does come from the body. It is not done outside the body in. It is an inside-out program. Do you have any idea how much money, and I know this is a very cold question, but hospitals are businesses. And to think that your husband was in there for a couple of months, any idea what the total hospital bill was by the end of everything, when everything came to an end?
I think it was about $40,000. I'm not sure.
Wow. That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That's like $20,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And again,
probably more than that.
Yes. And
but
that might
the real
be something
danger is, that I see is that American doctors are losing their ethics. They're losing their sight of what healing is. And the various specializations are not helping, because what happens is the general doctor or primary doctor sends you to a specialist. And the specialist spends a lot of time, 2 or 3 months, doing these and that tests. That's out of hospital. I'm talking about outpatient. And they never treat. Meanwhile, the patient loses his legs. He can't eat. They don't care. They just try to find what is the problem. And I think that is ridiculous.
Well, and again,
the primary doctor.
This does go back to the allopathic medical model. The allopathic medical model does not look at the body as a whole. They compartmentalize everything. And so you have all these specialists, like you said, the ear, nose, and throat doctor, the heart doctor, the internist, a general doctor no longer has the authority or the power or the knowledge to just get in and help the healing process. They have to refer out for all of these specialized.
I think they're just too lazy to bother because the specialists exist. So put the blame on them.
You know, you're right. And you know what it comes down to? These doctors know a lot about a little part of the body, but very little about the whole body. And I do believe, Regine, that is why the shift in this country is going away from the traditional allopathic medical model, shifting over to a more holistic, holistic form of healthcare. And I'm assuming in your book, because I don't have a copy, but I'm assuming in your book that you talk about the options out there that are available that perhaps you weren't aware of.
Mm. Well, I think that the doctors are driven by fear of the administration of a hospital, but mostly fear of thought. And so I believe that we need to make provision for to become a thought-free society. This is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, how can any amount of money replace a human being?
Exactly. Hold your thought there, Regine. We'll be back after this station break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome. We are back again with my guest, Regine DuBono, and we are talking about how her husband was a victim of misdiagnosis and wrongful medication. Regine, can you explain to me how your husband was given wrong medication that you believe is what killed him?
What the doctor told me killed him is when the rheumatologist came and prescribed 185 milligram solumidol, which is a steroid, and he never had more than 5 milligrams in the past, 180 milligrams. A clerk wrote down not to give the medication anymore. And so he went from 180 milligram to zero, and that was enough to kill him. Do you know about steroids?
You're saying steroids, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Solumidol is a steroid, and he was getting a huge amount of it for a few days, and he was recovering. He was getting up. He was going to the bathroom. They had to remove his catheter because he didn't feel that he needed it anymore, urinary catheter. And he was shaving, and he was eating. And then they dropped the solumidrol. And I said, what is happening to my husband? I was in horrible distress. I couldn't figure it out. Then I found out after a whole day that he was not getting the medication. And the doctor, when he did when he was dying, the doctor told me that was the reason why he died. The clerk's mistake, he said. You didn't say it was the doctor's mistake. I don't know who made the mistake, but I do know that it immediately caused him to die just when he was getting so much better. And another thing that they did is when he removed the catheter, they never checked to see whether he was producing a sufficient amount of urine. And 3 days later, when I came into his room, the nurse came and said, "Oh, we found a tumor in his groin." And I went and checked him out, and I said, "Did he go to the bathroom?" And it was urine. It was like a gallon of urine in there.
Oh, my word. So he wasn't able to eliminate, and
correct.
No one was checking
yes.
him.
Yes, yeah, he was still not able to eliminate, especially with the thalamidol being removed.
Yes.
It's very dangerous.
Now, I know this is another one of those questions, but being that you believe he was wrongfully mistreated and it ended up causing him to die, have you looked at an attorney to pursue?
No, I would not, because I don't believe in tort. The French people are tort avert. It's not going to bring my husband back. It
right.
is not. What is important is that I do everything I can to let people know that they must be very, very watchful. They must see to the medication. They must make sure. And it's almost impossible for a person outside the system to know what the nurses are giving your loved one. It's very difficult to find out. But you must find out if you have someone in the hospital.
And you were with him every day. You mentioned to me when we were talking earlier on the phone that you went home to take a shower and get refreshed. And when you came back, you saw a huge difference in him. And you actually told them something was wrong, and they said it was normal. Was that
yes,
referring?
Yes, he was swollen. His legs were swollen at first, and I reported it, and they found that he had a clot in his thigh, and they corrected it. But then when his arms and shoulders were all swollen, I figured it must be septic shock. And that was at the same time as the thalamidol had been provided and then removed. And I asked the nurses, and they said, "No, that's perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with him. Besides, it was Thanksgiving, and there were no doctors around. No doctors around. There were doctors, but they did not belong to my husband. They didn't have him on their list, so they refused to check him. And so he went for 2 or 3 days with that problem, and he passed away.
So that was like the end of his life, was when he was all swollen up.
Yes, right after Thanksgiving. And the incredible thing is that he was in kind of a coma because of what was happening to him, and yet on Thanksgiving, he sat up in bed and made an effort to make believe he was eating Thanksgiving dinner with me.
How?
I thought that was such a miracle.
Right, that he.
But then right after that, he went down again. You know, his health did not hold up.
So you believe that taking him off the steroids dramatically and quickly without reducing it slowly was what put him into septic shock.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And that and other factors that I don't know anything about.
That's the problem. That as lay people, we don't understand all of the side effects and direct effects that are as a result of the medications. And when you're in a hospital, that's what they do. They put people on medications. They don't know any other way to affect the body.
Yeah. But I have to tell you that my husband was treated by a natural doctor, and he was taking anti-inflammatory drugs. Not drugs, supplements. Mm-hmm. So when he went to the hospital, he could no longer take the supplements. And the supplements were keeping him alive. And also, his liver was all swollen and out of order. His kidneys were failing. And after he passed, I went to the computer, and I researched supplements that might have helped him stay alive, like pre-digested protein and product that would repair his liver, regenerate his liver. And I found a few things. And what I also found is that the Department of Veterans Affairs is actively engaged in research on this particular end-of-life problem.
Hmm.
Do you follow me?
Yes, so they're actively involved in research, and
he is
a veteran of war.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that had something to do with the way that they treated him?
What?
The fact that they're doing research on end-of-life problems for veterans?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Okay.
I don't think that the hospitals give you the thing that a natural doctor would give you. It's impossible. They won't. They just won't. They only give you salt water or sugar water or whatever and drugs, any kind of drugs, but no supplements, no vitamin C, nothing to help you survive the stress of illness.
Right, and we do know that. We do know that hospitals don't look at any of that or acknowledge any of that as beneficial, or I shall say physicians and doctors. Now, I do know that there is a shift taking place. Many physicians are getting into alternative health care, and they're calling themselves integrative doctors. And I'll
Absolutely.
Tell you what.
Absolutely, yeah, that's what it is. An integrative doctor was helping my husband survive, because prior to that, for 2 years, I took care of him at home. He was very, very ill. He was totally paralyzed, but he survived and he started walking again and everything. And then, you know, then that happened again. But anyway, there are supplements. And in the future, there's a much brighter future for people like my husband. They can survive with the supplements, because a pre-digested protein will bypass the liver and give the cells of the body the protein that they need to survive.
Exactly. We do know that there are so many things that we can do, as long as we have the freedom to do it now. You know, our country, and of course the big AMA would like to make nutritional supplements not available unless you get a prescription. They would like to take all of the nutritional supplements that we now have readily available to us and basically give them over to the medical doctors in order to get them, so that you could only get very small amounts if you went to a health food store. This is one of the things that we as Americans need to fight. But
absolutely, yes. In France, homeopathic medicine
yes.
supplements is
yes.
covered. I don't know whether eventually they're going to cover supplements, but we really need to have insurance companies that do cover supplements, because they cost a fortune.
Well, and to me, I think it's interesting, first of all, that France covers homeopathic medicine,
yes.
that it's covered. Now, you have a national health care program in France.
It's a wonderful program. It's not 100% perfect, but it's the best in the world. Three other countries are similar to France, Japan, Netherlands, and
Boy, that's interesting.
Switzerland.
And Switzerland.
They're similar. They're similar to France. And the cost, their cost is $8. We spend $20, and France spends $10.
Okay, so it's a huge difference in cost, and of course they're getting a better product. Well,
yeah,
you know,
we spend the most, and we have the highest incidence of death, infant death.
Yes.
Our lifespan is 6 years less than comparable nations.
Hmm.
And
so
our quality of care is the worst. It has been rated the worst.
So, Regine, do you ever feel tempted to go back to your homeland?
To go back where?
To France, to your homeland.
Oh, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to move, no.
Okay, you prefer to stay here in this country, regardless of our terrible healthcare system and all of the other problems that we have. I guess you can't run from them.
I would like to be able to make a difference.
And I do believe you are. I know that there are people out there listening who might find themselves in a hospital environment. But even before they get there, they need to realize that in this country, we have naturopathic physicians. We have homeopathic physicians. We have chiropractors. We have integrative doctors who will take, you know, the best of nutrition and the best of natural healing and integrate it with medical, you know, drugs if necessary. But they all, you know, we have so many wonderful options. And I guess the message we want people to know through this radio program is that before you end up in a hospital, look at all your other options and try to exhaust those other options, saving the hospital for acute trauma or crisis care.
Yeah. I think that insurance companies should pay people to remain at home and pay the doctors more money to make home visits, because that will save a lot of money for healthcare, a lot of money, and it will save lives. Anyway, we need more general practitioners. Every country does, even France does. But in France, medical school is free. And if I had known that, I would have stayed in France, because I really wanted to be a doctor.
Do they have an abundance of medical doctors in France because it's a free education?
They have one per 2,600 patients. We still don't have enough general practitioners, médecins généralistes. And we don't at all. We have very few. We really need to give scholarships to young kids coming out of high school and see who is talented to become a doctor and send them to school for free.
That's a good concept, because I know you do mention that that healing is an art form. And medicine belongs in healing and art form. And it means you have to listen to the person. You have to look at them as a human being in a full, holistic way in order to help assist in the healing process. And that is not what the doctors are doing this country.
Yes.
Like you mentioned, they're all specialists, and they all know a lot about a very small part of the body, but very little about the whole body.
Correct. Correct. So the general practitioner is your best bet, because he knows you best. He's supposed, in France, you have to choose one doctor for the rest of your life, and they follow you for the rest of your life, and they're your best friend.
Oh, my goodness. How profound is that idea?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. So we really have It's really, I know that Michael Moore did a movie about national health care, and he's been pushing for it, because obviously we have a very sick country, even though we're supposed to be the best. And I'm wondering, did he happen to feature the country of France in that movie? I don't remember. But too bad that our own president didn't look at these other countries and model a form of health care after some of the countries that are showing it to be successful and productive and really a true health care program. So, do you see any recent developments in transforming healthcare for better in this country?
Healthcare in France is the best system there is in the world. They have a mixture. They have a mixture of maybe 60% government hospitals and 20% for-profit, and the rest is non-profit institutions and churches and foundations. And the doctors are self-employed, but they get paid from the public insurance fund. And the government is coordinating that fund.
And do you think your system in France is less corrupt than our system here?
Oh, well, that I don't know. I hope not. It probably is less corrupt, because it's more successful right now. But corruption can happen any time. You know, I'm not there to judge. I really don't know. But the people are a lot more satisfied, and the rate of recovery is much higher than ours. There is a low mortality rate, and it's low cost compared to us. Although, because of the economy, every country is suffering, including France. And when we're going to have Obamacare, we're going to suffer too because of the economy, not because of the system. Actually, I think Obamacare is the first step toward universal health insurance. We are the only country among the industrialized, civilized nations who do not have universal care.
Okay, when we get back from this break, we have a call in, and we'll take that call, so stay tuned.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. heartandbody.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
This is Healing Our World, and my guest has been Regine DuBono, and we do have a caller from Canada. I want to welcome Werner to the program.
Hi.
Are you?
Good afternoon, Toko. I just turned in there the last 10 minutes, and it caught my attention what your guest was talking about, the healthcare system there in France.
Mm-hmm.
I remember about 20 or 25 years ago, the Canadian government, they sent a delegation to China to study the healthcare system, and they came back with very surprising findings. In China, it wasn't that the doctors got paid by how many sick people they treated, but they got paid how healthy the patients that were assigned to them were. The healthier the patients were, the less problems they had, the more the doctors got paid, and their pay was basically a pittance, a very much a pittance to what's being paid here in North America to the doctor. Their average payment, I think, per month was between $50 and $70.
Well, doesn't that just show you that a real healthcare program is going to reward those doctors who keep people healthy? But you see, in our country, we have Big Pharma. Big Pharma does not make money off of healthy people. They make money off of sick people who take their drugs and use their mechanics and their machines and their technology. So unfortunately, I don't think this country will ever embrace a healthcare system that really promotes us to be healthy. And I want to thank you for that, Werner. I have heard that before, that there are some countries that, you know, do reward people or doctors who keep people healthy. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, basically, their emphasis was on prevention, not on cure.
Yes.
Right. In this country, we don't do that either.
Yeah, we're going to do it now. I think we're going to do it. And I think that Obama is going to think about not reimbursing the doctors who do not heal a patient on Medicare and Medicaid. Results will be paid.
I hope, you know,
They're planning on it.
See, I don't personally believe that the Obama healthcare program is going to be a good program. I'm afraid that it's going to be more of what we already have, which I think is a very, very sick system. But you know, maybe there's a silver lining in there somewhere, that I just don't know about. Werner, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I say, you know, the way things are progressing, I think they might be forced by the economics.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be nice. And I also think that if people stop going to doctors and buying expensive drugs and medication, mm-hmm. and they revert to more natural products that are less expensive and actually do help, I think that would be a huge thing. And that's why, you know, I always encourage people to start in their own home, in their own life, and in their own families to make changes in the way that they look at health and take a more active, responsible position in that they're going to promote the health naturally with foods and with minerals and vitamins and supplements and just completely embracing a different lifestyle. And that's what it's going to take.
I agree with you completely.
Right. If people don't go and buy, for example, there's a Walgreens or a Walmart or a drugstore on every corner of any major city. If people stop buying the drugs, they won't mm-hmm. be there.
Yeah.
So, folks, first I want to thank you, Regine.
Do I have time to read the poem to end on a lighter note?
You know, we don't. This is the end of
we
the
don't.
Program.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, but you know, I want to thank you for your efforts. I want to thank you for joining me. Thank you, Werner, for calling me in Canada. And maybe we'll get you back on again in the future because you do have a wonderful poem that you would like to share with my audience. So we'll get you back on again, Regine.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless and have a wonderful
weekend. Anytime. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening to Healing Our World. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a wonderful one.